Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
8:47, 13 before 9, joined by our friend Senator John Kennedy from, I guess, Capitol Hill or not. Senator, where are you at?
No, I'm back in America here in Louisiana. I got in late last night.
Only you would say back in America from D.C. Speaking of which,
another world, man.
Yeah, I hear
another
you.
World, another planet.
So speaking of here, what about the impeachment hearings? I understand, John, and you know, you and I are friends, and I like you, but saying about Nancy Pelosi, it must suck to be that dumb. Was that really nice?
Well, I think it was factual. and here's why I say that. I think what the speaker's doing is not only dumb, I think it's dangerous. Mm-hmm. This will be the first partisan impeachment in the history of our country. And by doing this, deciding to do this, I think the speaker has made partisan impeachment the new normal. That's my worry. Someday we will have a Democratic president. And when we do, and people disagree with him or her, every member of Congress will get a lot of pressure to impeach the president, impeach him, preacher. You did it to Trump. Now, you know, we disagree. Do it to this new president. I think that's going to undermine democracy. The other point I'd make, Tommy, quickly is, I don't think any fair-minded person in the whole universe, Milky Way, believes that Chairman Schiff or Speaker Pelosi are impartial. I mean, they're...
But John, they're, Senator, we're going to pick this up when we come back. Go ahead. They're not impartial. What?
I mean, their judicial philosophy is guilty. And the process is rigged, and I just don't think that's right.
I think what you're saying is they have established a conclusion and are now working their way toward that as opposed to working to see what the conclusion is. Is that what you're saying?
You put it better than I did.
All right, well, I want to ask you when we come back, though, about in terms of impeachment. You know, this is always political, is it not? But I do understand and I agree with you in terms of precedent. This is dangerous because if you can automatically say you got a majority in the House that is of the opposite party of the president, and as a result, your first goal is to get them out of office, then that means nothing happens. At least that's the way I see it. 8:50, 10 till 9, more with Senator John Kennedy when we come back here on WWL. Right now, we take a look at traffic. 8:55, Tommy Tucker talking to Senator John Kennedy. I got to get a quick prediction from you. LSU, Alabama. Well, wait.
Oh,
I know what you're going to say, but is it going to be a close game or a runaway?
Well, look, I mean, LSU, that's what my heart says. My head tells me, you know, it's a toss-up, man. It's whichever group of kids is most pumped up is going to win this game. It's going to
be a
good team.
It's going to be a great game. All right, so let me ask you this. When it comes to being open, and let me just read the text from the listener. It'd be the easiest thing in the world. And it says the president is guilty. What more do you need to do? There is a smoking gun in the Ukraine situation. Somebody else is saying, has Mr. Kennedy not read the transcript? Well, first of all, it's not a transcript, is it?
No.
Okay.
No. And reading a transcript, it's not the same as being able to hear the witness and hear them cross-examined. I mean, that's why the speaker is doing it this way. She doesn't really want the American people to hear the evidence.
But they released
the transcript.
Okay, so when it comes to the transcripts of the people that have testified in the open testimony we'll hear next week, is there anything you could hear in that despite what's already been released, that would make you think, you know what? I don't like Nancy Pelosi. I don't like the Democrats. I don't like what they stand for. However, because again, you're a very smart man, now that I hear this, maybe, and is there any feeling in the Senate from anything they've read among Republican senators that maybe some people are starting to, I won't say change sides, but open their ears a little bit and be more receptive to what's being said?
Well, to answer the question directly, of course. Most senators are not really talking about this among ourselves. A lot of the D.C. and New York media are pretty obsessed with it, but, you know, we're not really talking about it among ourselves. I think there's a general recognition on Capitol Hill by both Democrats and Republicans, at least those that are fair-minded, that Speaker Pelosi and Chairman Schiff intend to give the president a fair and impartial firing squad. And that decision was made right after the Mueller report came out. They thought Bob Mueller was going to get rid of Trump, and then the report came out, and it was a hair on their biscuit. And they said, oh, my God, you know, we can't believe a member of the establishment called it like he saw it. So they, you know, started on plan B. I'm not saying the president, Tommy.
Yeah.
You don't know the president. He's not nature's best diplomat, okay?
No, he's not.
He's bold and he's brash. But they're assuming that he did this for political reasons. And I'm sure Hunter Biden, I mean, all we know is that President Obama put Vice President Biden.
But wait, you know, John, with all due respect, that those are two different things in terms of cases or whatever. If you want an investigation, investigate.
No. There are two different scenarios here. The Speaker Pelosi says the president asked for an investigation of a political rival. The other point of view is that the president asked for an investigation of possible corruption, which happened to have been possibly committed by a political rival.
Not taking the election into consideration at all, you're saying?
It's a question of motive. It's a question of motive or intent. And what I know is that President Obama put Vice President Biden in charge of the foreign affairs of our two countries.
Senator, we got to run. We'll leave it there. We'll pick it up next time you come on. Senator John Kennedy, our guest. Have a great weekend. We appreciate his time as always.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.